Yomaira Hidalgo used to take college classes 3 nights a week. In a word, she says, it was...
miserable. I mean, attending to your partner and the baby and trying to do homework, and it wasn't happening.
Her homework would just pile up all week long. Hidalgo is a mother of three who works full-time at a pharmacy and starts out each morning driving her mother and her son to where they need to be.
To get him up, like, hey, come on, take a shower. Then he takes 40 minutes in the shower. It's like, you don't have that much body. Can you please?
Hidalgo is working towards an associate's degree so she can become a crime scene investigator. But with weekdays that start early and end late, she says,
it makes sense for me to go do it on the weekends because it makes my schedule a little easier.
3/4 of our student population have the same issues.
Efrain Venezuela is an associate dean who helps to oversee Miami-Dade's weekend college program.
They have 2 jobs, they have relatives to take care of, both parents are working, they have children, they have financially challenged at this point. They want something, they want to finish a degree, but unfortunately, they have the personal situations that precluding them from even to be a regular, whatever you call regular, you know, daytime student. They have to be evening and weekends.
Weekday obligations are compounded by weekday traffic.
So when you offer them the opportunity to say, listen, you know, don't quit. You can finish up your only weekends. You go, like, okay, that sounds cool.
Certainly community colleges have fundamentally tried to organize themselves to be convenient.
Tom Bailey directs the Community College Research Center at Columbia University. What's new about Weekend College at Miami-Dade is that financial aid, academic advising, and tutoring are all available on Saturdays too. Bailey says that's crucial to helping weekend students succeed. And he says it hints at one reason we're starting to see similar programs sprout at community colleges nationwide.
The longer it takes for a student to finish, the less likely they are to finish.
So how do you get busy people to enroll full time or keep the students you already have from dropping out?
If you have weekend college, you can keep your full time job.
And that brings us to the second reason, which might be even more important. Community colleges nationwide saw a boom in enrollment during the recession, when full time work was harder to come by. Now they're coping with a drop in new students as the labor market tightens. Weekend college is one possible solution to the squeeze.
So it does take discipline to come to school on a weekend. It does take a drive.
Raul Corzo's finance class starts promptly at 8 a.m. on Saturdays. There are currently 2,100 students enrolled in weekend courses at this campus. Not all of them are full-time, but there are plans to expand the course offerings semester by semester. For the time being, students can earn a variety of associate's degrees or a bachelor's in business administration.
All right, guys. Working in both formulas. Give me the results.
Ashley Jitta is in this class. She works in HR for the county government and runs a fleet of mobile car washes on the side. That makes it impossible to think about college during the week, even if she would rather spend her Saturdays taking her kids to the beach.
It kind of is like bittersweet because I'm doing this for my children so that I can grow in my career, better my business, and just be a role model to them. But being away from them on the only day that we both have off.
Another weekend student, Sergio Espino, says after he completed his associate's degree at Miami-Dade College, there was a long wait before he managed to come back for a BA. It was just too hard to juggle school and work while he was raising a family.
It's been 40 years since when I got my AS degree here, and I'm back to finish.
I'm Rowan Moore Garrity in Miami.